how long is the question being asked by workers, students, politicians, and business leaders around the world with so many places shut down? According to Johns Hopkins University, there were more than 684,000 cases of coronavirus worldwide when we produced this show. Most who have the disease are expected to recover, though more than 32,000 people have died from it so far. The United States now has the most cases of any country, with roughly 125,000 people who've caught the disease. More than two-thirds of America's population has been told to stay home to prevent COVID-19 from spreading. The cases are not spread evenly across America, though. More than 40% of them are in New York, by far the hardest-hit state. That's why on Saturday, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control told people in New York and in two neighboring states, Connecticut and New Jersey, not to travel to other states. But there are places like the Dakotas, Montana, Nebraska, and West Virginia that have reported fewer than 200 cases each. So an American health official says the Trump administration is trying to find a balance between keeping the country shut down and reopening it entirely. This could mean that some schools and businesses where there aren't a lot of coronavirus cases may reopen in the weeks ahead. Of course, New York is not part of that. The U.S. government has given the green light for four new emergency hospitals to be built there. It's also working to get more ventilators, machines that help hospital patients breathe, built and distributed. Companies like New Balance are working to make more facial masks. Delta Airlines is giving free flights to medical workers heading for coronavirus-stricken areas. Some small businesses, the ones you'll find on Main Street, are coming up with creative ideas to serve customers while they and others wait for financial help from a $2 trillion stimulus bill that President Donald Trump signed on Friday.